Hey, everybody, and welcome to Life in the Wick. This is podcast number 4 in the Jordan Peterson 12 Rules for Life book. And I am joined to, look, Shauna has a fancy book. I'm joined today by my good friend Shauna Zolte. We play golf together and we do other various things. Assorted and sundry things. None of them very much trouble. But one thing we're kind of focused on is challenging each other and not against each other, but challenging each other to do better in whatever it is that we're doing, which goes back to another rule: make friends with people who want the best for you.
There you go.
But this rule number 4:
compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
And it's really a great rule for us because that is, as both novice golfers,
huge.
But it is, because the challenge of getting better yourself without feeling like you're competing with other people. So even on that level, this is a great rule for us to be talking about, although it is significantly deeper than
just golf.
All right. So we'll just talk a little bit about the chapter for those of you who maybe are popping in the first time. We're not going to read the chapter to you. I hope you will buy the book and read the chapter yourself. The book is very helpful, but there are just some really dominant thoughts in the chapter. So we're going to start with kind of those, and then we'll kind of go back and forth a little bit. So for me, one of the really big ones was, we are not equal in ability or outcome, and we never will be. And I think it's important to realize that there's always going to be somebody.
Gosh. Somebody better. So I was listening to a little Jordan Peterson, and he was talking about this friend of his who was like bemoaning the fact, like, his life, and he wasn't doing all that great. And he was kind of comparing himself to his college roommate. So his college roommate was Elon Musk. So, I mean, can you really? But you could always compare yourself to somebody. Hopefully it's not Elon Musk.
Right. But the important thing is, your life, our lives, are unique, and our experiences are unique, and what we're good at is unique. And you can't know someone else's experience. You can't. Right. So I think it's important to just recognize that one thing. Like, we're not all going to be equal, not in ability or outcome. So that was kind of a big one of kind of my favorite things, just kind of right in the beginning of the book, in the chapter also.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking it
and
off.
We're all so complex, and everything that we've done and all the experiences and the way we've taken in things. Because we've even talked about how in your family, you're different. You know, you all kind of grew up sort of on the same level playing field. You know, you have the same genes, you grew up, same house, same rules, same everything. But, you know, people turn out differently. In my family, we're all very, very different. You'd never even know, that we're related.
Right. Right. And even though you're in the same family, your experiences, like my sister and I talk all the time about growing up and things that we did as a family, maybe a camping trip or a vacation or even just a holiday thing, and her recollection of that thing is completely different. I'm like, were we at the same event? Because that is not right. And all those things shape you, which I guess is kind of what Jordan Peterson's saying. All the experiences that you have shape you, and you can't know anybody else's. So you got to just, but you know what I think one of the hard things is right now for a lot of people, social media.
Huge.
Right? The constant, like, looking at people and their perfect life and their perfect house and their perfect relationship, and it's just all mostly,
it's all the good stuff. Nobody, like, takes a picture of their dirty dishes or, you know, the dog pooped.
Right. They don't. And they make things up about relationships and, like, how great they are, and you can. And there's lots of, like, virtue signaling. I'm so great because of this, and I'm so great because of that. And I think if you compare yourself to those people, even if it's true, what they're saying or showing you, they have a different life than you do. Right?
Oh, so huge.
You got to get over that. All right.
Right. And I always think, methinks thou doth protest too much. People are saying too much about how great their lives are. You're like, really? So maybe they just need to for whatever reason.
But you know, that's an interesting point because I, in particular, have a couple of friends that are couples, and they talked about like how great their relationship is, how much they love each other, how much they get along. Blah, 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 blah. And right, they're the first ones at divorce court right now, right? So like after this short time, you're like, I thought everything was rosy, but they're just trying to present that, which is not good. That goes into another rule we're going to talk about later about being honest and such. So anyway, we might start by considering the all too black and white words themselves, success and failure, because they're not really black and white.
Right. And whatever, yeah. Some people's successes and some people's failures, it's all different to everybody.
Right. How you're judging, because you only need to judge yourself or things. Well, I think he makes that point in the book too, right? Like you look at this movie star and you're like, oh, their life is so great, whatever. And then the next thing you know, they're beating their wife or they have a drug or alcohol addiction or whatever. And then you look at your life and you go, wow, I love my wife. I have this great things going on. Do I really want to trade this great relationship over here for that train wreck?
I think I'll stick with my own train wreck.
I'm going to stick with my own thing. I'm going to do it. What are some of the ways, which is kind of the point of this whole podcast series, that you could actually apply this, not comparing yourself?
Well, you know, like one of the first things he talks about is actually just like taking stock of your own life and like who are you and what do you want and, you know, what do you want to do with your life and what do you enjoy doing? And so I was thinking about that because when I retired, my whole life had been around school and working as a teacher and my whole calendar, everything was revolved around that. And then I retired and I thought, well,
who am I?
Yeah, who am I? What do I want to do? Because now I can create my own life. And I was a little like, yeah, taken aback by all that. I did go see a counselor who helped me like think through what could I do? What are some possibilities? What do I like to do? But I think that's important too. I mean, like you can't start trying to get better until you just take stock of like, who are you? What's going on? What's working well? What's not?
Well, I think that, yeah, that's really important. Like who, and he kind of talks about that in the book of like, you have to get outside of yourself and then really get to know yourself sort of from the outside in. And a lot of people don't like to do that because that is scary.
Scary.
Very scary.
Might unearth some things.
Yes, right. Like things you don't want to face, things that you haven't dealt with, all of those things. But I think, especially as you go through the chapter, like knowing those things makes them solvable things. And ignoring them makes them not, right? You're not going to deal if you're not,
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's
something that's annoying.
That's ignoring, yeah. Right? If you're ignoring it, you ain't dealing with it. So I think that's a really good point. Take stock, like know who you are and what you want. And going to see a counselor is maybe a great jumping off. If you have a trouble with that, to go see a counselor where you feel like, I don't know, maybe more safe is the word. Like
right.
You can explore this. It's not, you're not actually talking to your friends or your family or whatever. You're just able to focus. This is just about me. How do I do that? That might be a great option.
Right. Cause they're subjective and they can help you sort. Cause you know, my brain is always like, boo.
Yes.
Stuff's always going on and things are in and out, but they can help you kind of look through all that and just kind of start to organize it. And they can, you know, kind of look at you, listen, what are you saying? And, you know, hear patterns and things and just help you organize all that.
Guide you through making
yes.
those decisions, taking that stock. When we talk about putting this habit into use, the first thing you're going to do is take stock of yourself. What do you want? And I think he talks a lot about asking yourself for help through the chapter too, right? Like you, when you know what you're identifying, then actually asking yourself for that help as opposed to just assuming it's going to get done or you're not, I don't know. Like if you don't, I think it's one of those powerful parts of the chapter where he says, have this conversation with yourself. Say, hey, I need some help with this. Are you willing to get on board? Like, what do I need to do? And he talks a lot about reward.
Right.
And the importance. So if you promise yourself something and then you do the work, you have to get the reward or you're not going to do it anymore, right? It sounds so silly because it's all ourselves. So
it's true. And he talks about careful kindness in the way that you talk to yourself. Because at the beginning of the chapter, he's talking about, you know, your inner critic. And if you're like me, I've got a really tough inner critic always. And you know that if we want to help ourselves, we kind of have to talk to ourselves like we would a friend, like if we wanted to, you know, help a friend. You know, they say love your neighbors as yourself. But first you got to love yourself, you know, and just be kind to yourself in the way you talk. And the way he talks about it is kind of funny. I never thought about it. You know, you can either be like the tyrant to yourself, he talks about, or you can, you know, like just have
negotiate.
Negotiate. Say, hey, what do you think about this?
Right.
Maybe I, you know.
Right. And it is interesting how he says that because he does say you need to negotiate with yourself to get these things done. And we don't really think about that. Like we think we have this list of things to do. And if you're not motivated to get it done, then it's really hard to get it done. And that's his, you know, negotiate a good deal with yourself about getting those things done.
Right.
That's kind of the, you know.
And start small, too. Like, I think sometimes we think, well, you know, if you do like the golf analogy, I want to be a better golfer. Well, good luck. Good luck with that.
Right.
But if you were to choose, you know, like we work on our short game or just it's the putting or it might be just Tiffany has put a little sign on her golf glove that says, what does it say?
Finish. Right. Because if you don't finish your golf swing, like I am chronically impatient. It's one of the things that's, I guess like most things, a blessing and a curse, but I don't finish my golf swing, so my ball doesn't go very far. And so I just wrote it on my glove. But all of these things, it's so funny because whatever it is, and when he says start small, it can be something small, like I just need to get this stack of papers cleared off the counter. And he says, just clear out two or three of them today. And if you do two or three of them tomorrow, two or three, pretty soon the stack of papers is gone. But you can do this. That's an insignificant thing in your life. But if you take tiny steps towards golf, which for a lot of people is insignificant, but for us, it's very important right now.
Very important.
But like relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and one thing he talked about was, what could you say to someone? I thought this was powerful too. What could you say to someone? Your spouse, a coworker, another relative, a neighbor. What one thing could you say to them today that would move your relationship forward in a better direction? Right? And so then you start thinking, oh, all the people that
that'd be a long list.
that I could be better with.
But you know, that's easy. Too. Like if you just think, okay, I'm going to reach out to three people and do something. It's a good place to start.
It's a good place to start. So in application of the rule, when you look at your relationships, maybe making a list of two or three or five people that you could say something to without resentment, right? Without expectation, just truly you yourself wanting to move forward and acknowledging that they may not, and you may not get the response from them that you want. And you got to, what is it? One of the other things that's in the book I love that says, life does not have a problem, you do.
Right? Exactly.
Life isn't going to solve it. Life isn't going to move it forward. It's all on you, which I love that. Like, I'm going to put that on the wall of my office. Life does not have a problem. You do.
Right.
You got to solve it. Yes.
Right. Instead of looking around and thinking about other people, what they're doing, what's going on, what's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Just a little introspection.
Right. Because you can't do anything about those people. Mm-hmm. You can only fix your own thing.
Fix your own stuff.
Yeah. So
tend to your own garden.
Right, exactly, which is one of the things, one of the other rules coming up about putting your own house in order. So making some lists and getting, we talk about journaling, we talk about notebooks earlier. What little thing, like what little task can you do, needs to get done?
Right.
and I'll, just thinking about it moves, like, I have this little stack of paper on my desk today, and getting ready for this broadcast, it's all has to do with taxes in the state of Arizona.
Fun.
Right. And so I just keep moving those four or five pieces of paper to the bottom of the pile. And today I was like, okay, this is it. This is my little thing for the day. And it's so liberating also. Right. Such a liberating thing
right,
to do.
Because he does talk too about kind of chunking things out. Like you can, you know, start small, do little things, and those things are going to build and multiply. Because I love how he says, you do the same thing tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and with each day your baseline of comparison gets a little higher, and that's magic, like compound interest.
Yes, I love that. I wrote that down too. That's yes. Magic. Okay, but that's an important thing to make note of, because I'm doing these two or three pieces of paper a day. And then if I'm doing three pieces of paper today, then tomorrow, in order to be better than I was yesterday, I have to do four pieces of paper or five or six. And so that's important too. I think we didn't even sort of talk about that, but you don't want to stay here.
Mm-mm.
You want to compare yourself every day. Like, what did I do today a little bit more than yesterday? So we just started this like upper body rowing thing, and
help our golf game.
Yeah. <Everything's> And but it's important now, because now I'm going to bring that on, because if you're only rowing 1200 yards every day, like for a week, that's going to be okay. But then somebody in our little group is going to have to up the ante, and then we're all going to have to come, right? So you build up, but that's it. You have to keep getting better, because you don't want to stay where you are on anything.
Right. And he talked a lot too about how just the whole growing is the part that's satisfying. It's the winning, you know. It's not always like getting to the end, but it's the whole growing and taking, you know, being grateful and checking in and seeing how you're doing and all of that. That's all part of it, you know.
And learning and doing the work and climbing the hill. And then what did you say earlier about helicopters? Like, you could get to the top. You could get to the tops of everything.
Yeah. All kinds of peaks, but never have hiked.
Right.
Then you're like, okay, I'm up here. Big deal. But
you didn't earn it.
Right.
You didn't grow. You didn't change.
You didn't have. Yeah.
So I thought that was a cool analogy, though. Like, you, when she said that about the hill, I'm like, it is the climb up the mountaintop, and then the satisfaction of getting there that makes you grow and makes you, so whatever it is, whatever little challenge you're on, think about that helicopter. It doesn't help to fly from peak to peak, because you have no experience. You haven't learned anything. You haven't done all the work below. You've just sort of seen this flash of greatness. And
right.
There's nothing to go with you, to hang out with you. So, what do you think, Shauna? What are you going to do? What's this little chapter going to motivate you? Like, what? How are you going to apply it in your...
You know, so I was thinking about relationships. And so I moved away. I've started, you know, new relationships, but also all the ones that I've had. So sometimes it's like out of sight, out of mind, sort of, and I don't want that to be. And so how can I continue those relationships, and what can I do to... you know, stay connected to people. And and then there's some family members too that, you know, as you get older, we all used to get together and do all kinds of things, but then everybody has kind of
they go off.
Yeah. And so how can I, like, just get those relationships kind of started up again, and what can I do? And now that I'm not living there, you know, what are some things I can do here and when I go back, and how to manage all that. So
yeah,
that's what I'm thinking about.
How to apply those things.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the key for this chapter is, if we just had to kind of sum it up, is, you know, to apply, make some lists of things. And it could just be one or two or three things. Like, you don't have to fix everything in your life immediately. Mm-hmm. But the snowball effect is going to work. If you fix one little thing, clearing off the clutter that is the mail on the counter that's piled up, it just goes into the next thing and the next thing. So I think making that list, what things do I want to do I want to fix? Oh, taking inventory of yourself, right? That's probably the first thing to do. Mm-hmm. Who am I? And you can't do it. You're not going to be able to do it overnight. You have to constantly be sort of talking to yourself and figuring out who am I and what do I want? Some people are probably further along than that. They probably know more. But if you kind of feel like your life is sort of not where it is, but you don't where you want it, but you have no idea where you want it, the very first thing you need to do is decide.
Yeah, what do you want to do? And like, I think somewhere in the book you talked about like resentments or like what's kind of bugging you? You know, you could think about like what are those things that are just kind of there and you just kind of push them to the side. But maybe what are some of those things that you're resenting or, you know, what relationship, maybe it's a certain relationship. What's kind of hard in that relationship and what might you want to work on to make it better?
Right. Yeah. Where is that going to fall on your list? So take stock of yourself. What are the things you want to fix or improve, like in your life? And then how are you going to do that? So I would think those are kind of the three big takeaways, right? Like, take responsibility.
Yes.
Identify your own things. And then, but really the book, this chapter of the book is really, really helpful. It is one of the least science, culture, religion, like, those kind of details, and I think the most, here's how you're going to talk to yourself, and here's what you need to do to move forward. And so I think it's going to be a really great chapter to read, and we hope that you will.
Right. Take stock and get moving in some direction.
Yeah, get something going, and then leave a comment. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us, you know, what you think, and what did you think about the book, and how are you using it to move yourself forward? I don't think there's any doubt that the rules in the book, they're not controversial or any way. They're just pretty like solid. So how you're going to use that to move yourself forward. And of course, people read your comments and it makes it easier for them to sort of internalize things and do that as well. So anything else you want to add, Shauna? Shauna Bobana?
No, but I just, I really enjoyed it. I thought a lot about teaching too, you know, my whole teaching career, how this was kind of what you did. Like, it's just embedded in teaching. Like, you're always taking stock of what you're doing. How are you going to get better? And you have data and all kinds of things. And
But that's an important point, because you looked at all that information that you had and looked at yourself and what you were doing. And I'm not picking on teachers. You could be a bricklayer and you probably would have done the same thing, right? Like, how could I make this better? How?
Right.
But there's a lot of teachers who have the same information, but they don't. I mean, all this information about yourself is available to yourself.
Right.
Like Shauna's, like, how do I take this data and make myself better? This is the same. How do I take my data and make myself better? And it's, here's the biggest thing, I think. People are scared to death to do this. It's very, very scary to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're afraid what you're going to find. And you're more afraid that you're going to find you don't have any excuse for not moving your life forward. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't feel good.
Right.
Ooh.
Right. Like, now what do I do?
Now I have to do this. So, but I think like anything, certainly my experience, I don't know about yours, it's always worse. You always think it's going to be worse than it is. Like whatever you push through, when you come out on the other side, you're like, well, except for golf.
And you
when you come out on the other side of it, you're like, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
Right?
That wasn't so bad. Right. And then
you make it.
Right. As you like move through, he talks about, you know, you start opening your mind up. Once you're looking at something and you're focusing on something and you're making those small steps, then you're moving towards those steps. But you're also seeing other opportunities that start to open up because you're not looking everywhere. You're not focusing on this and that. This is what you're focusing on. And then it kind of propels you and has you look at other things. And it can be better and more amazing than you ever thought it could be just because you took that first step.
Right. Right. It's just that first step, right? As there's a Chinese proverb, the longest journey begins with the first step.
That's right.
My husband wandered off today, which some of you know that's what he does. It has taken him literally, what, 3 weeks, Shauna? He's been packing for this trip.
Is he gone yet? No, he's still here. Is he gone yet? No, he's still here.
You would think we're going to have some big girl slumber party, right? It was like, Yeah, but it takes so long. And then when he gets out there, he loves it. But the process, like, of him getting there, and he says this himself, like, I don't know why this is so miserable for me, but getting packed up and gone. And then he says, as soon as I get on the highway, I'm like, this is amazing. So just a little thing that he even knows.
Right.
And
right.
It still is, like, miserable going through. So, all right, my friends. So today's lesson, the fourth rule.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
I think it's one of the easiest ones to sort of keep in mind, too, and really check yourself when you start comparing yourself to other people. But you will find a worksheet, of course, in the blog post. So if you want to download a worksheet and add to your notebook that has some questions that you can ask yourself and give yourself a little bit of guidance, that's right there in the blog post. If you're listening just to the podcast, if you visit the blog, lifeinthewick.com, you'll be able to find this podcast, the text, and the downloads. So if you want to follow along in your own notebook, you can do that as well. So Shauna Bobana, Shauna Mee. Shauna has a lot of nicknames. Thanks so much for coming in and chatting with me today.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm so glad that you're here.
Yeah, thanks for introducing me to Jordan.
You're welcome. He's a little bit of an addiction.
Yeah.
Well, he gets a little addicted.
I like it.
Good. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We will see you next Monday for rule number 5.